This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces made progress in their campaign to capture the city of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. The focus of the war's longest ground battle, but their assault will be difficult to sustain without more significant personnel losses, according to British military officials. The UK Defense Ministry said it in its latest assessment. The paramilitary units from the Kremlin-controlled Wagner Group have seized most of eastern Bakhmut, with a river flowing through the city now marking the front line of fighting. Since Beirut's first protest death in mid-December following the dramatic December 7th ouster of the leftist president Pedro Castillo, prosecutors have opened at least 11 investigations into the death of some of the people who were killed during the clashes.
Families that lost loved ones to the violence, which erupted following the dramatic December 7th ouster of leftist president Pedro Castillo, say they cannot forgive and forget. Now they are out to seek justice. In the southern city of Juliaca, Asunta Umpiri held the torn red and black sweatshirt of her 15-year-old son, who was shot in the back of the head on January 9th.
Do you think we can forgive Dina Boluarte? No, we're not going to forgive. I'm willing to fight. I'm willing to die. For Peru, I'm willing to fight. I'm not afraid now that my son is dead. I'm not afraid of death.
The deadliest day of violence Peru has seen in over 20 years.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joint reporting. Israelis packed city streets on Saturday and a nationwide demonstration now in their 10th week against plans by the hard-right government to curb the Supreme Court's powers, which critics see as a threat to the judicial independence.
Anything that is may be required, any reform that may be required, needs to be with a large agreement of the variety of Israeli population.
That's protest to Lior. More VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has issued a statement confirming they were responsible for killing more than 35 people in eastern Congo. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Ripping into the ground with shovels, villagers bury victims of the recent attack in Mukondi village in North Kivu province. The Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, is a militia with links to the Islamic State. The ADF rebels are accused by the UN and rights groups of maiming, raping and abducting civilians, including children. Local politician Emil Saidi Balikwisha spoke to the AP. Here, three or four days do not go by without us recording deaths, the result of barbarity of ADF terrorists. We need a considerable-sized military force to come and help to restore the peace. However, a year-long joint operation between Uganda and Congo has not been successful in defeating or even substantially weakening the group. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Biden administration has released a statement about the collapse Friday of the Silicon Valley Bank, an institution that catered heavily to the tech investment sector. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with California Governor Gavin Newsom on Saturday about the Silicon Valley Bank failure and efforts to address the situation. Influential figures in Silicon Valley and the finance sector are calling publicly for the government to push another bank to assume SVB's assets and obligations as a way of protecting investors. The statement also said Biden discussed with Newsom an emergency declaration he issued on Friday to ensure California has the full support of the federal government as it responds to the impacts of severe winter weather, including flooding, landslides, and mudslides. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
12 years after the 2011 earthquake, tsunami, and Fukushima nuclear disaster, mourners gathered Saturday to commemorate the loss of more than 20,000 lives.
In Fukushima, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida took part in a minute's silence to remember those who died.
The massive earthquake, the great tsunami, and the accident at Tokyo Electric Power's Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Station robbed many of the prefecture's citizens of their lives. Even now, I can hardly bear the sense of grief when I think of the feelings of those who lost beloved family members, relatives, and friends.
That's Reuters' Christy Kilborn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.